Welcome back to the Hoopie Insurance Services pregame show. Derek Decker talking with Tin Caps manager Jonathan Matthews before the game tonight. Coach, you've won three games in a row here to start this road trip. It's been a tremendous start for your guys. Four in a row overall if you go back to the Sunday win. What have you liked about your guys' approach so far this week?
Just the energy has been really good. I think they can feel themselves gaining traction. Obviously, April, we didn't get off to a great start, but these guys have been gaining traction. The energy is very good. They go about their job the same way every day with energy and focus. And then, you know, the baseball stuff has been really good. We're pitching it. We're catching it. We're hitting it. We're putting traffic on the bases. It's just been kind of a nice run here these last couple of weeks.
Offensively, 27 runs so far in the first three games of this series. Why do you feel like things are clicking right now on that side?
I think guys are just kind of getting used to the league a little bit. There's some good arms in this league, and these guys have good arms. We've seen a couple of guys. Guys were teasing me the other night. We had a five-hour bus ride, and then they got off the bus and had to face two relievers throwing 100. But they've answered the challenge. They are professionals in their preparation. They watch video. They prepare themselves during batting practice, and the results are starting to show.
Who in the lineup specifically has been standing out to you recently?
You know, Jackson Merrill has obviously been good recently. Castagnon has been pretty good all year. Martorella has been really good. Justin Farmer has played very well here in the last couple of weeks. And Brandon Valenzuela also has put together, at times it seemed quietly, but not so much quietly anymore. He's put together a really nice year for us.
Let's talk about more about Farmer specifically, reaching base all five times yesterday, a guy who has really had a good start to this series. What about him makes him a difficult out for defenses at the plate?
You know, for the most part, he manages the zone. He swings at the right things. And early in the season, a lot of his misses, he was missing under fastballs, basically, either fouling them off or hitting fly balls. And he's really started to kind of control the trajectory of his cage work and his batting practice, and it's really showing up on the field.
Same sort of question about Martorella. Two homers in a game on Wednesday, second time he's done that this season. Why is he difficult for opposing pitchers to get out?
He hits, you know. and again, he also controls the zone. If you notice, you know, he draws walks. He gets on base. He's got his OPS is whatever it is, but a lot of that is due to his on-base percentage. And so he swings at what he wants to swing at, not even necessarily just ball strike, but he swings at the pitches he wants to swing at, and he doesn't swing at the pitches that he doesn't want to swing at.
All right, so joining the team yesterday, finally had a transaction. There's been some real continuity with the team this year, but Chase Valentine came up for the ball club. He's in the starting lineup tonight. What can you tell me about him?
Excellent defender. He's younger. He came from Arizona. He was at Lake Elsinore early in the year. We got him up here from Arizona, but he can absolutely catch ground balls with the best of them. And he puts the ball in play, and so we're going to hit him down in the lineup, get his feet wet a little bit tonight. Get him accustomed to the league. He came to El Paso for a few games last year as a fill-in guy, so he's played a little bit at some of the higher levels. So I'm looking forward to it. He brings really good energy, and he's, like I said, he's a professional ground ball catcher.
All right, Coach, what's the final question tonight? The continued keys to success, not only for the rest of this series, but going forward.
You know, you're only as good, the old saying, you're only as good as your starting pitching the next day. So hopefully Bodie goes out and gives us a good performance. I don't have any doubt that he will. He's been really good his last couple of outings. So, and then the guys continue to put traffic on the bases and put professional at-bats together. Our bullpen has gained a ton of traction over the last month and a half or so. The same keys to winning or keys to success every night are probably the exact same that they are tonight. You know, you throw strikes and you catch the baseball and you put good at-bats together and then see where it is at the end of the night.
Tin Caps manager Johnny Matthews, thanks a lot for spending some time today.
Thank you.
All right, that's our pregame show that's brought to you by Hoopie Insurance Services. Starting lineups are coming up next on the Tin Caps Radio Network.